Welcome to Season 10 of Talking with Traders as we begin 2025. We're into the fifth year of this podcast that began in 2020, and we've just surpassed 200,000 downloads of Talking with Traders. Once again, IG have come on board as the sponsor of this podcast. We're truly grateful to have such a global leader in online trading as our sponsors. In the coming weeks, I'll be interviewing various guests from around the globe on the topic of trading. Some of these will be past guests that we welcome back to the show, and some will be new guests. The idea is to attract a broad spectrum of different perspectives from players in various areas of the markets. None of what you hear here is financial advice, but it is intended to get you thinking about how you might be able to apply what you hear here to your own trading and investing. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app. That way, you'll be notified when new episodes are released. Or if you watch these interviews on YouTube, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and give us a thumbs up and leave a comment if you wish. We welcome the engagement. Once again, thank you to IG for sponsoring this podcast into its fifth year. And thank you, listeners, for your continued support. Now, let's get into this week's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Talking with Traders. And this episode is something a little bit different. It's going to be an education for me, I think, as well as for the listeners to this podcast. I'm joined by Thomas Weissner from Morpher. He's the CTO at Morpher. And Morpher essentially is a, it's a method of democratizing trading, I think. And I'm probably not the right guy to be explaining what that is. So I'm going to welcome Thomas to the podcast and ask you, Thomas, to give us a little bit of background, you know, how you've got yourself involved with Morpher, and then just tell us a bit about the platform so that we can start to learn more about what it is and what it does.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Garth, for having me. As you said, my name is Thomas. I'm CTO here at Morpher. How I got into Morpher, I got my first experience or exposure to Bitcoin around 2012, and then started doing smart contracts in 2016. So my background is very technical. I have a formal background in computer science with a master's degree, and I spent most of my professional career in software development, web development, leading teams from everything from accounting software to now a trading platform. Well, Morpher is slightly different than your regular broker out there. If I would give you something like an elevator pitch to Morpher, yes, I would say it's probably an all-in-one trading platform where we have currently around 200,000 traders which we're using the platform. And you can trade any kind of global markets from stocks, crypto, forex, commodities, and some very unique markets like sports or watches, which we maybe going to talk about later a little bit.
Yeah.
And our goal really is to have no hidden fees, no complexity, and zero bureaucracy. So whether you're a beginner or a pro, we give you the simple tools, some high-quality real-time data feeds, and a seamless trading experience. That's basically what we're trying to do. That includes shorting and leverage with just one click. And it's all based on blockchain technology. This is where my previous background comes in. So you really own your funds. And that would be my elevator pitch.
Okay. All right. That's super. So I'm getting a bit of a clearer picture of what Morpher is. It's a trading platform, as you've said. It's available as an app, right? An app that you can download in the App Store on your smartphone. Yeah,
it is a desktop trading app on a browser.
Okay,
and there is also an iOS and Android app which you can download.
Okay,
and both of them give you an equal functionality.
Right.
So with a trading app, obviously that's optimized for a smartphone experience, but you can go in as any market as you can do on a desktop with the same functionality, with the same leverage, with the same shorting functionality, with the same stop loss and take profit functionality, and you see the same markets.
Yeah. Okay. But now what I understand is interesting about Morpher is that you're essentially not trading the products in any currency like dollars or pounds or euros, right? You're trading in what's called Morpher tokens.
Yes. Yeah, it's basically gives us the means of operating the way we do, to allow you to bet on the market by following the price movement without trading the underlying instrument at all. This gives you, like, simply from a property of a trading platform, gives you interesting properties like infinite liquidity and perfect execution price. But it also allows beginners to not trade in full contract sizes or not trade any contract sizes at all and just skip the whole financial lingo and just say, I want to bet my 100 US dollars on the Apple price, and I want to do this with or without leverage. And I don't care what the Apple price, what the stock is trading about. I just want to take this $100 and I want to see it moving with the price up or down. And this is where the Morpher token comes in. It's basically like a proxy, very much. I don't want to make the direct comparison to casino chips, but it's very much like you go in a casino and exchange your fiat currency to casino chips to play poker. And when you win, you can take the chips back and convert it back to fiat currency. Same is true with the Morpher token. You want to invest on the Morpher platform, the Morpher token is your key to do that. And you have to convert it, your fiat currency to Morpher token, and then use that to invest in the markets that are tradable on the platform.
So how do I then convert my fiat currency into Morpher tokens?
Oh, there's a variety of ways. You can do it on a decentralized exchange if you are already in the crypto DeFi ecosystem. If you are not, if you're a beginner, there is what is called on-ramp services that are directly available via our platform. You can buy Morpher token via SEPA transfer. You can buy them with credit card. You can buy them with PayPal. So there's a variety of ways to get them into the system. And then you can withdraw them again into your bank account and into crypto. Yeah, so you can get it in and out very freely. There's no
I mean,
barrier.
yeah. So if I'm just thinking about this, and keep in mind, I'm a bit of a novice when it comes to these things. So, for example, I've got an account with Coinbase, right?
Yes.
Could I, obviously, I can fund my Coinbase account. Can I then, through Coinbase, buy Morpher tokens on Coinbase and then convert those onto the Morpher trading platform to trade?
So you cannot directly buy Morpher token on Coinbase because you're not listed on Coinbase, but you could use your Coinbase account to buy Morpher token on Morpher. That works slightly different. There's another service from Coinbase that's called an on-ramp service, and we are actually using that to allow people to purchase Morpher tokens on the platform with their Coinbase account if they with their Coinbase wallet if they have any. But so we are not listed on Coinbase per se. There is no trading pair Morpher token versus US dollars on Coinbase, so you cannot do that. But you can use your Coinbase account to purchase Morpher token on Morpher. You could do something else. That is, you could purchase crypto on Coinbase and then convert these cryptos via a decentralized exchange like Uniswap to Morpher token. That would be possible.
And I know from previous discussions, Morpher token is it built on the Ethereum blockchain? Is that right?
Yes, so Morpher token is built on the Ethereum blockchain. So the Morpher token itself is traded on the Ethereum blockchain, and the Morpher protocol, the underlying software that we are using to enable these trades, that is built on the Ethereum blockchain as well. Although it's not running directly on Ethereum, it is running on a compatible blockchain that is using the technology of Ethereum. So it's compatible. It's as secure as the original one. It's just faster execution.
And presumably the value of the Morpho token also fluctuates.
Yes, the Morpho token value is basically priced on demand and supply. It's free floating, despite currently it is very much attached to the Ethereum price. Essentially, it is free floating also against the Ethereum price, which, yeah.
Okay. So there is that element of volatility, I suppose, in the price of the token itself, in addition to the fact that there's whatever you're going to be trading on the platform, and we'll get onto that in a moment. So there's kind of
Yes.
a few different moving parts then.
Yes. There is a couple of moving parts. There is an ongoing debate if that is a good thing or not. And interestingly, it came out of user interviews that a lot of users actually think this additional exposure to the crypto world via the token, in addition to their own positions, is something that they want,
Okay.
which we su surprised us.
Okay.
But there's an additional discussion going on if we want to make this stable or not. But we are not quite there yet.
Yeah.
But that's for our next podcast.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll save that for later. You mentioned earlier in the discussion that Morpho allows traders, and I'm presuming retail traders in this sort of context, to take an exposure to instruments that they ordinarily wouldn't be able to because contract sizes are ordinarily too big. So if we think of just things like, I don't know, for example, copper, priced in tons.
Yes.
So for a lot of people, maybe the contract size is too big if you're trading it through the futures market. Now, am I right in assuming that Morpho then essentially fractionalizes the price of whatever the underlying instruments are that you're trading, be it copper, be it, as you said, luxuries like watches or something else, and effectively dilutes down the size of the contract so that, that it becomes accessible to even very small traders?
Yes. The short answer to that is basically yes, but it is a little bit more to unpack there in the way Morpho actually works with the price feeds. So as I said, as I mentioned earlier, when you are trading on Morpho, it's a little bit like betting on the price of a market. And when you trade a normal traditional trade finance instrument like copper or commodities or let's talk about the watches a little bit later. But especially with commodities, it can get dangerously large very fast. There's a couple of horror stories we know about where people end up with overnight positions and then forgot about them and suddenly they have to pay $1 million. That wouldn't happen on Morpher. So what you do on Morpher is you bet or you invest in a market and you basically bet on the price of that market. And to give you that example again, also with copper, I don't know what copper is traded right now, but let's say it is traded at, honestly, I would have to look how much is copper traded. I haven't looked into copper for about 2 years.
Okay. Well, you can give another
But
example if you prefer. I
let's say
mean,
gold.
okay, gold.
Go
Yeah.
gold
So
is traded
gold.
at around $3,000,
Right,
right?
right.
So pretty much at an all-time high price. And let's say you bet $100 Morpho token on gold. You're not really buying gold with that, but you're betting on the price movement.
Yeah.
And if gold is now going up to $3,300, so it makes a 10% gain, then the system will automatically issue you additional 10% Morpho tokens, which means you from your 100 Morpho token initial investment, you would get back 110 Morpho token. So this is where this economic model comes in
Right.
with the Morpho token in between, which gives you the additional supply or demand or the total supply of the tokens, depending on the performance of the traders.
Right.
So this also opens up that you can trade basically any market that you want, as long as we get a price feed for that, a price feed that is stable, a
Yeah.
price feed that is real time and high quality.
Right. Okay, it's interesting. So you actually mint more more for tokens. If we think about a mark-to-market profit, which is the term we typically use in the futures market, if you've made a theoretical profit from one day to the next, that's referred to as a mark-to-market profit. What you're saying is that in this case, you're effectively minting additional Morpher tokens to reflect that mark-to-market profit. And then I
Yes.
presume on the other way, if you're getting mark-to-market losses, what are those tokens then burned?
Exactly. So if you have a 10% loss, you get 10% less Morpher tokens back.
Right.
And the additional 10, the difference is burned. That is correct.
Okay. Now, my next question is really regarding, as a trader and as a former broker in my previous life, and a market maker, who's on the other side? If I'm buying, let's just say in your example, gold, I'm going long of gold at $3,000 an ounce in the equivalent Morpher tokens, and it goes up, I'm making the gains. I'm receiving more Morpher tokens because they're being minted as the price goes up. What's on the other side of that? Are you the market maker? Is there a market maker? How does that aspect of it work?
Yeah, that's I think where the biggest misconception is about Morpher. There is no counterparty. There is no real counterparty risk. There is no counterparty. You have nobody on the other side. You're trading with smart contracts, which are issuing tokens or burning tokens, depending on the performance of the trade, of the price movement, of the price action, basically.
Okay.
And so you could argue eventually that on the other side is everybody else who is trading on Morpher. That would potentially influence the performance of the Morpher token. But really, there is nobody else on the other side. It is just your own performance. If you break it down to the total performance of the Morpher token, then you would have to go by the law of large numbers, which would say that a re average retail trader is losing, that we know. And so the value of the token would kind of need to go up because the amount of tokens is becoming less. That becomes probably evident if we have a lot more traders on the platform active. Right now it's the bear market, and it should be no surprise that the activity is pretty low. But we can see that if activity is going up, people are going full risk on and they trade 10x everything. If retail traders start to trade 10x everything, it will lead to a not so good performance.
So is this product really aimed at retail investors and traders mostly because of the fact that it's fractionalized? You can, effectively giving people exposure to things at a lower, you've lowered the bar to entry essentially.
Yes. So the goal of the Morpher UI that we have, both the mobile apps as well as the desktop apps, it is really targeting beginner traders, people who are just starting out. They are tired of endless forms to fill out, endless barriers of bureaucracy, market lingo. Potentially risky things like they fall into debt on margin positions, which is not possible on Morpher, or you need special permissions to actually trade margins accounts, or you need to move your funds between margin accounts and spot accounts. That all goes away on Morpher. So everything you really do is you have a super simple UI where you can go long or short with whatever leverage up to 10x. You want on that market. So also our charts are deliberately held simple, and the whole onboarding and deposit and withdrawal process is really, really simple, to try to cater to people who want to get started in that world, still benefit from the price movement of the markets, but do not want to, be held back by the massive amount of bureaucracy that's going on in the investment world. And then if it becomes bigger, there is obviously an appeal to institutional investors as well,
Sure.
because the price, the way investment works in Morpher, it gives you always perfect execution. There is zero slippage because there is nobody else on the other side.
Yeah.
There is not that traditional order book that needs to be filled. That order book is always unlimited at the current price. So you
Right.
can always get the best price ever,
Okay.
always.
Okay.
With the caveat that if you trade in 7, 8, 9 digits, US dollars, you need a way to hedge against the Morpher token. And this is where
Sure.
the free floating Morpher token comes in.
Yeah.
As long as you're a retail trader trading a couple of $1,000, maybe tens of thousands, it's fine. But if you start to trade millions or tens of millions or hundreds of millions, obviously, then you need to hedge against the volatility of the Morpher token as well. We're not there yet, very open and clear, but it might be an appeal to institutional investors down the road.
Down the road, yeah. Okay. And what does the buy sell spread look like on instruments? I mean, that because you talk about perfect execution and zero slippage and make it like it's quite an easy user journey. But if I
Yes.
want it, like if we go back to our example of gold, and I go onto the Morpher platform, I want to buy it. What's the but I buy, but then I also decide seconds later, and no, I actually I want to sell it. What does the buy sell spread look like?
Yep. So yes, there's a spread, and the spread is partially artificial. And the reason for that we call it even a spread is because it's the most common lingo in the investment world. The spread on Morpher really comes down to the quality of the data feeds. So when you trade on Morpher, you get a consolidated feed of several different data feeds that we get in real time from all kinds of sources. That is spot exchanges, futures, CFD shops, in crypto, all of the crypto exchanges that are out there. We try to consolidate the feeds, and then we try to clean them. I don't know if you're aware of you or the listeners are aware. When you get raw tick by tick data feeds for US equities, a lot of the data that you get is actually not really usable. Some of them are clearance trades, some of them are entries, OTC trades, which you cannot really use. That was never traded on an exchange, really.
Right.
But if you get these UDP feeds, then you need to do quite a bit of cleaning in real time
Right.
to make that usable. So at the end, what you get on Morpher is a real time, high quality filtered data feed that is then used to trade the markets. Now the spread comes in from the different feeds that we get to de-risk how high quality they are and how much they diverge in price action between them. And that is mostly what the spreads are used on Morpher for, is to de-risk the markets for us, for the rest of the users, and for the platform, just to make sure that arbitrage, if you get a better quality feed, or if you're somehow, for whatever reason, faster, you still cannot do much. That is just the additional de-risking element to the way you invest in Morpher. The spreads, the minimum spread, I think, is 0.01%, which is very, very low, or 0.1%. And it goes up depending on, if the price on Binance is crashing, but on KuCoin it's not, then the spreads will go up. If everything is equal and nothing is moving, then the spreads will go down.
Okay. All right. Super. And let's deviate a little bit away. I'm interested to hear about the exotic products that you say you're able to trade on Morpher. Yeah, we've talked about the traditional things like stocks and gold and presumably indices and what have you. But I understand you can trade collectibles and luxury goods. We've talked about
Yes.
watches earlier, and this was always sort of for me an interesting rabbit hole to go down. Let's talk about that. What are some of the most interesting exotic instruments that are available on the platform that you can trade in a sort of in a fractionalized way, I guess?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So if you, I would love to have a Patek Philippe, but somehow I can't afford 110K US dollars right now.
Yeah, that's the watch, right? That's an
And but I would,
expensive watch. Yeah.
yes, exactly. But I would wear that one. But if you are coming from an investment side and you want to buy a watch because you think the prices are going up, then you might not even want to have the physical thing. Maybe you just want to benefit from the price action. Let's have a look at an example. Let's look at a Rolex Daytona. That's probably a watch that everybody knows. And if you look at the price between March 2023 and March 2025, that went from around 36,000 to around 28,000. That's 2 years. And yeah, so right now it's pretty low, I would say, for a watch like that. And maybe you think, based on some recent news, the price will go up again, hypothetically. And you want to benefit from that. Now you have two choices. Maybe you have three, but in my mind, you have two. Choice number one is you buy the real thing. You buy your Rolex Daytona. You keep it in a nice box together with the papers. You don't wear it. You don't scratch it. You try to put it in a safe deposit, and then you keep it until the price moves just right. And you hope and pray that there is no overnight news about new tariffs that crashes the price even more, and you can still sell it, right? Or the other option is you don't have 28,000. You have maybe $2,000 that you want to invest in that relatively low risk, slow moving market, and you can do that on Morpher. You see, the price is now 28,000. You invest your 2,000, it goes back up to 36,000, and you get back the additional, what is it?
About 30% or so.
Exactly. So you get back around $2,600.
And is that price then, I mean, you talked earlier about price feeds coming in for all of your various different instruments. Where would you, for example, get a price feed for something like that then? And I would imagine the buy sell spread on something like that must be quite wide, I would imagine.
It's not as bad as it sounds. That one comes mostly from the used watches in circulation at a variety of platforms. I can't go into full details on that, but it's the average used price plus a little bit of data cleaning. And making sure that, when you list a watch for $5,000, that the price on Morpher is not moving in that direction. So it's a lot of trying to filter out malicious actors in the just trying to move that. So that price, for example, is actually a real data points out there. We also do have football prices. Football markets, where it's a lot harder to come up with a price feed, because on Morpher you would have to invest in price feeds. So for the football markets, it's an Elo score that is very similar to the official Elo scores out there. However, the official Elo websites are moving very slow. So that one, for example, is our proprietary algorithm that calculates an Elo score based on teams' performances, how many goals, how many games, what are the players, are they injured, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so
So we
it's
come up,
sports betting, essentially.
yes, pretty much, but you will not lose everything. You are basically investing instead of betting.
Fascinating. I'm still just trying to get my head around all of this because it's a different world, but it's exciting, interesting to hear, how it all works. I guess the one big burning question in the back of my mind, which I'm going to ask you, is how do you make money out of this?
Yeah, there's two avenues. One, as I mentioned earlier, and that is something that we are still counting on a lot, is the amount of Morpher tokens in circulations is going down by the amount of traders increasing on our platform trading, and the average trader not making as much profit as they want to,
Okay.
in nice ways. And the other one is, obviously there's a fair amount of tokens locked for the team and vested over time. So these are the two avenues. The
Okay.
Morpho token value going up
Yeah.
and the amount of Morpho tokens that were assigned. There is zero fees on Morpher, so we're not making any money there.
Yeah.
And that's
Okay.
it.
So I mean, I'm going to cut to the chase here, but it sounds therefore like in financial markets, and we talk about some of the providers of CFDs and spread betting and what have you. Sometimes the practice is frowned upon that they run what's called a B book, where they're essentially taking the other side of the client's trades, or necessary or not necessarily hedging. Let's put it that way, not necessarily hedging the client's trades, knowing that statistically, and this is no secret, you go onto any CFD or spread betting provider's website, and I've got one in front of me right here. 71% of retail investors lose money when trading and placing spread bets on this CFD provider's platform. It's on my other screen here, right in front of me. So if we know that 71% of them are losing money, by just simple mathematics, it means that if you're on the other side of that 71%, you're essentially making the money that the clients are losing if you're with this particular provider. Now, am I right in making the assumption and cutting to the chase then essentially that that's kind of part of the business model here for Morpher?
No, absolutely.
Okay.
It is part of the business model that the average retail trader is losing money.
Right.
However, I have to emphasize here that we are not on the other side of the trade,
Yeah.
and we are not actively trying, or in any way trying to persuade a trader to either do something with his position that he doesn't want to, or
Yeah.
give a price feed that isn't correct.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. 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 Okay. All right. No, I mean, that's fair enough, and I appreciate the honest answer. I really do. Last question, I guess, is just take us through a user journey, a user experience. If someone's interested in this conversation, they've listened to what you've got to say, piques their interest, and they'd like to actually get involved and open a Morpher account. Let's just start from scratch. Take us through a user journey from you've got your US dollars and you've got, to say $10,000. Let's walk through the user journey to place a trade and ultimately get back to a point where you'd later convert that back into fiat currency. Let's go through that.
Absolutely. I can do it in two ways. I can either explain it or I can share my screen, whatever you
I think
prefer.
explain it because these podcasts
Oh,
are
it's
they
a
are
podcast.
shared
All right.
on YouTube as well as on podcast platforms. And I think a lot of people who are listening through, for example, a Spotify or whatever, won't have access to the visuals. So therefore, you're going to need to explain it to us in verbal terms.
Perfect.
Let's put it that way.
Perfect. It will just do as fine. Then let's start at the beginning, when you are not signed up yet. When you sign up with Morpher, you can you get a wallet, an actual blockchain wallet, but the whole complexity is abstracted away from you. All you really have to do in the most simple form is hit a Google sign up, for example, and we will connect with your Google account. And in about 10 seconds, you are a registered user who can start trading. Since the way Morpher works doesn't fall under the regular brokerage regulation where we have to do a lot of paperwork, we are trying to minimize that as much as possible, which also means there is no paperwork to fill out at the beginning before you actually start trading. Furthermore, when you sign up, we will give you what is called an airdrop. We will airdrop you, or we will grant you 10 Morpher token to play around with the platform and open your first position without any risk at all. So all you have to do really is go to the platform, hit the sign up button, and you get your first 10 Morpher token to start investing into any market that you want. There's also no no tiered level where you first have to fill out any form to get leverage or anything. You can use all of the functionality from the start on.
Okay.
Pardon. So then you decide more for that's for you. You like what you see. You find that the markets and the charts appealing. Now you want to bring money into the platform. You have a couple of ways to do that. You will go to the funds page and you will hit the deposit button.
Right.
It's pretty big. You cannot miss it.
Yeah.
And you will be guided through an assistant. There you can choose either you bring in fiat currency, US dollars, euros, via credit card or bank SEPA transfer. You just have to define how much, and you will be brought on to different services that we are partnering with to on-ramp you with Morpho tokens. Yes, the other option is to on-ramp or deposit crypto. There you will get the deposit account, and then you just transfer Ether, Pol token, USDC, USDT, and you name it, into this deposit account. And within minutes, you will see the amount reflected on the platform. All there is, we need to wait a few blocks on the blockchain to confirm all of that, but you will see it immediately reflected. It will be under review for about a minute, and then you can trade. Let's say you deposited $100 from credit card. You see those immediately reflected in your account as Morpho token, and you go to buy Apple. You select the markets, you select the stocks category, you go to the Apple market, and then you will see a chart. You will see market news, all of the relevant news that happened in the market, right now. And you will see a very non-complex trade terminal where you can either buy, go long, or sell, go short, onto that market that you opened, which in this case, in our example, is Apple. You enter the amount that you want to trade. You select the amount of leverage that you want to do. You will see there the actual price that you are trading, the execution price, which already includes the spread. And if you trade it with leverage, you will also see how much margin interest will occur, which is, by the way, I think unheard of industry-wide, 0.03% per day. Extremely low. Just to give you an idea of the things that we can do with the technology. And then you open the position. That's it. You're in. You're in to Apple. You will see the position reflected there. You will see a little position widget with all of the details, when you entered, at what trade price, how much is the P&L for this position, and so on and so forth. And you will see a big button to close the position, or you will be able to protect the position by doing a take profit or stop loss on top of that. Then let's say you want to close the position and somehow you need your $100 back. You want to have it back to your bank account. You go back to the funds page, you hit the other button, which is withdrawal next to the deposit button, and then you select how you want to withdraw your money. There again, you have a couple of options in fiat currency like euro or US dollars via bank transfer, or in crypto on different blockchains such as Ethereum mainnet, or you can deposit it to Polygon, to a deposit account. If you decided to go if you have a Binance account or Coinbase account, you can obviously deposit directly into those as well. And you have your money out within, I would say, seconds. It wouldn't even take a minute to get your money out.
Fantastic. All right, Thomas, it's been a very interesting discussion. It certainly piqued my interest, and I've been educated in terms of a new product out there that I wasn't aware of, and how it works and how the tokenization of these things works. So it's been good. It's been very good speaking to you, and I appreciate your time, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Garth, for having me, and thanks to all of the listeners out there, and I hope you will enjoy trading on Morpher.
Thank you, Thomas. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Talking with Traders, sponsored by IG, a world-leading CFD provider. We really are privileged to have such a strong global provider of online trading services as our backer for this podcast series. Remember to subscribe for more episodes by clicking on the subscribe button of your favorite podcast app, or if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a thumbs up, and leave a comment. We welcome the engagement. Till next time.